5633.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me. I am chatting right now with Mark Davis. Mark is somebody who I met through Yale Simpson, the chairman of Extore Gold and Exeter Resources. Also, Yale's a really good guy, and I really respect his opinions of other people. And, you know, he called me about 2 years ago, a year ago, whatever, and he's big Al loses track of time at his age. But he said, you know, he said, you've got to meet this guy. He's really good. He's a former major media, I guess I'd use the word personality, was on camera, on television, has written for major news wires, et cetera, and now he is putting himself into the realm of resource companies. And I met Mark, and his website, Top 40 Gold Stocks, is a website that I support very, very strongly. I think he's a good guy, and I actually have a link on our homepage to top40goldstocks.com. And click on that link, and you'll see a really, really good website. What I'm going to chat with Mark about today to start out with is just kind of his opinion on what's going on in the market right now. And you know, I'd like to just say we're recording this on Friday, the 21st of January. Mark, let's just talk about this past week in the market. What's your opinion of what's going on? It's funny. The dollar kind of is going down. The conventional markets are going up of sorts. The resource markets are going up. Commodities are going up. You know, just how long can a good thing last?
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me on your radio show. First off, I think right now we're actually seeing a correction in the marketplace by way of January profit taking. Many people who don't want to pay on their capital gains in the spring are deferring it to 2012. So plenty of stocks that have been very strong in December are coming off somewhat as people lock in their profits. That all said, I think it's a blip. The sovereignty debt crisis in Europe doesn't seem to be going away. In fact, it seems to be getting worse. The Greeks and the Portuguese and the Italians are just not finding a way of muddling through their crises. So I think it all augurs well for the metal sector. And then the prospect of hyperinflation, is still there. We're seeing inflationary pressures in China, and we're seeing the price of oil over $90 a barrel. Food prices are going up. All the right indicators are there to suggest that we're going to see an inflationary rather than a deflationary environment not too far down the pipe.
What I find to be kind of interesting here is that I'm looking at the indicators for today, January 21st, as of about 10 o'clock in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up a bit. It's up 37.91 to 11,860. The Toronto Stock Exchange is also up. The New York Stock Exchange Index is also up. I find that to be interesting. The Toronto Stock Exchange Index being up is really kind of interesting, given the fact that silver is down right now to 27.35, and gold is down slightly also at this point in time. Gold right now is off about $3.50 on the bid side, 13.42.20. Don't you find that to be kind of interesting that the precious metals related stocks, you know, the companies involved in that particular sector are doing well. However, the commodities seem to be in a bit of a correction phase right now. Why do you think that's going on?
There does seem to be something of a disconnect there, Al, but typically in a bull market for metals, you can see some fairly choppy trends as the overall trends move higher. Mm-hmm. Many market experts, particularly technical analysts who are a lot smarter than I am, suggest that the longer the gold market sustains its bull run, the more violent the swings are going to be. So again, I think we're seeing plenty of profit taking right now with the smart money out there, and some of the less prudent money is in a bit of a panicky mode right now, and people are selling because they're not sure which direction the market is taking. But again, I think the gold in particular and silver are trending downwards quite dramatically in very much in the near term before the next up leg, which will take them into new territory.
Mark, what impact on the conventional stock markets do you think the recent visit with President Hu from mainland China and President Obama, what impact do you think that had on the market?
I think it probably has a reassuring effect on the market. We still have to deal with the currency issue, whereby the Chinese currency is being artificially suppressed. That's something that has to be worked out between the U.S. And China, you know, so the Chinese exports are not artificially strong.
Yeah.
That all said, I think we're seeing this augurs well for the continuation of good trade relationships between China and the U.S. I think the Chinese are more predisposed to doing what's right for the global economy.
I would agree with that. You know, I was reading Dennis Gartman's newsletter this morning, and one thing that he brought out vis-a-vis the Chinese manipulating their currency is he said, I'd like to see the U.S. perhaps weaken the pressure a little bit that they're putting on China, because in the recent past, China has taken steps to bring the value of their currency down. And he said, you know, you keep pressuring these guys, and it's probably really not going to happen. But, you know, I think you're right. I think the meeting between President Obama and President Hu really, really did reassure the markets. You know, we are in the United States, as I've said numerous times on this program, you know, we're in big trouble. Our country is basically insolvent, and to have a successful meeting, as just concluded, between the leaders of what I would say are the two most powerful countries in the world, really would have to have a reassuring effect on the conventional markets. I want to change subjects just a little bit, and I want to talk about a specific company, and it's a company that you and I both follow, Extore Gold Mines. I have to say two things in the interest of full disclosure from my standpoint, and that is that I don't own any stock in Extore, but they are a sponsor on my website, and that means if people click on the Extore Gold Mines banner, they can get information on the company. I also want to say that I'm highly, highly biased here because the folks who run Extore are really, really close friends of mine. I've known Neil Simpson for over 20 years, and I have nothing but respect for what these guys are doing. What are your views on this company? And then, you know what, I'm going to chip in and give you some of mine.
Absolutely. I really think Extore Gold Mines is extremely oversold right now, mostly due to January profit taking.
Yeah.
Now, the company has a gold and silver deposit that's in the same region of Argentina as Andean Resources,
mm-hmm.
which, of course, Andean just got bought out by Goldcorp for an amazing $3.6 billion. Now, what's really interesting about Extore is that its Cerro Moro deposit is yielding gold and silver grades that are very comparable to Andean's Cerro Negro deposit.
Right.
And Extore is also working on a preliminary blueprint for a mine, which is known as a pre-feasibility study. And in fact, the main vein that will be the mine centerpiece has combined gold and silver grades that are virtually double the grades that made Andean's deposit the most expensive buyout of an underdeveloped deposit ever.
Mm-hmm.
The company's got four drills turning right now, and there should be a slew of drill results coming out in the probably within the next several weeks.
Yeah.
So I think this stock is due for a bounce. And again, as you point out, they've got very solid management. They've got plenty of money in the treasury.
Yeah.
Now, that said, there's plenty of other good companies out there, but this one is particularly oversold compared to its peer group.
I like Extore. You know, they are, in talking with Yale, they're turning into more of a silver company, really, than a gold company, and Yale is pretty excited about that. And I follow these guys on a daily basis, and you know, we try to bring as much information to our listeners on the company as we can. Okay, full disclosure, you got any financial interest in Extore?
I don't own any Extore shares at this time. The company is a sponsor of my website.
Mm-hmm.
That said, you know, my opinion is based on the merits of the company rather than them being an advertiser. Let's put it that way.
Oh, no, I agree 100%. Okay. I want to again say take a look at Mark Davis's website, www.top40goldstocks.com. We have a banner to that site that will direct you to that site on our home page. It's a good one. You know, you need to get all the information that you can in this market so you can make your own informed investment decisions, and this particular site falls into that category. Big Al is going to be right back with Del Steiner. We're going to chat about what's going on in terms of the gold mining industry in Idaho. Stick around.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendivite. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. This is the hour that we talk about resource issues, and I'm chatting right now with Del Steiner. Del is the president of a company called Premium Exploration. They have a very, very significantly large property in Idaho. I have visited the property. We have shot video there. It's huge. I have to say we're going to talk a little bit about some of the results that they've gotten from that exploratory work on that property, but let me just say at the outset, set that Premium Exploration is a sponsor of our website. That means you can click on their banner and get all the information that you want. I also own shares in Premium Exploration, so do not construe this as investment advice because I am highly prejudiced. I've known Dell and his wife Ellie for 25 years, so I'm not even close to being arm's length on this deal. All we're doing is telling you about the facts of this company. Dell, thanks for joining me, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Al. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Okay, you guys came out with a press release. It has to do with some drilling that just occurred on the property. You had some pretty good results. Let's talk about that. What's going on?
Well, we have continued to make results off this property. As you know, the holes announced today were extraordinarily good holes in comparison to the good holes that we've released over the last month or so. We had 34.4 meters of 7 gram within 330 meters of 1.5 gram in one hole, and then 300 meters of 0.6 gram with a cutoff grade of 0.5 that we're using. That's ore for our calculations of ore reserves, but both these holes add a lot to potential resource going forward.
First of all, give some of the numbers, if you would, some of the specific numbers that you've gotten from this drilling, okay?
We had, it was actually 1.5 grams a ton over 330.4 meters. That included 7 grams a ton over 34.4 meters. That was hole 21. It was 0.6 grams a ton over 345.7 meters, including 1 gram a ton over 38.4 meters in hole 18.
Talk about the significance, because, you know, a lot of folks don't understand probably the numbers, but talk about the significance of those numbers, would you?
The significance of these numbers are that to find these kinds of long intervals of ore grade material in a shear zone setting are phenomenal. It's a phenomenal amount of footage when you start calculating resource.
Mm-hmm.
We look at these numbers in conjunction with every other hole we drilled on this program. That was 10,000 meters this year in the program, and 5,000 or 6,000 meters last year. Adding all these together with the work that had been previously done historically, we're advancing inferred resource. There's 550,000 ounces now that we're advancing with this drilling, looking to pass it over 1 million ounces within a footprint of actually 5% of this entire shear zone. The significance is we're going to get to a point that we're going to be able to start talking indicated as opposed to inferred by these infill holes and the expansion of the deep zone.
Let's talk a little bit about two issues that I know, you know, I'm sure a lot of people who are listening to this, Dell, aren't really familiar with, you know, exactly what's going on with the company. They haven't been following it for as long as I have. But I want to stress two things. Okay, number one, you're in a very mining-friendly environment, specifically in Idaho. Let's talk about the size of the property from end to end, not in terms of meters or kilometers or what have you, but in terms of miles. I mean, you've got a lot of land there.
Yes, the project that we are currently looking at in its entirety that we've just flown airborne geophysics on and are putting together the maps and the reports on that as we speak is 18 miles long.
Yeah.
Do you remember the interesting part of that when we were driving that, Al, is that the placer, huge placer piles in every stream on both sides of that 18 miles indicate a significant amount of gold has been removed in using placer. And the interesting part of that is that this area was not glaciated, so the gold removed over that 18 miles from a placer standpoint is from erosion and weathering into these stream channels, and it represents a lot of gold, but it also tells us there's a significant amount of strike of this system that has not been in any way explored at this point in time.
Yeah, and I find that to be interesting. I know that your chief, your VP exploration chief geologist, Mike, was saying that the indications are that this could be perhaps a very, very significant find. I mean, there's no guarantees that that's going to be the case, but you guys have been working this property for, what, 20 years now? I mean, you could be right around the corner from putting together a very, very interesting small area play.
Yes, that's our position at this time, and ironically, every single thing we've done, we just completed a large 5,000 soil campaign, ground geophysics to expand the airborne. Everything has come up positive with Mike's models. I mean, he's walking about 10 feet off the ground right now.
Sure.
So
yeah, I bet he is.
That all looks good, and the size of this thing, just to give you kind of a feel for it, where the Friday that we're currently developing, the 500,000 ounces we're trying to take to 1 million, sits on less than 5% of the strike of the entire thing.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and we've discovered two new zones in that strike, one beneath the 500,000 ounces that we had previously, that is a little higher grade and maybe even wider than the original footprint, and that's part of what this hole 18 gives us, is a concept of the potential depth of that lower zone. Then we stepped a quarter mile to the west, not mm-hmm. even down strike, mm-hmm. but to the west, and looked for the west bounding fault of this that we've now named the Mundy Fault.
Yeah.
And hit a zone paralleling that fault that is significant. So we have three streams of drilling going on this initial 5% footprint,
right,
that is going to add significant ounces to the area we're currently drilling, and that's without stepping out any place.
Yeah.
So it's the potential of a significant regional play at this point in time.
Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. For those of you folks who are going to be attending the Cambridge House Investment Conference tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday in Vancouver, B.C., I would suggest that you swing by my booth, Cortland Economics Report Industry Watch, and we will put you in touch with Del Steiner if you want to meet him. I also extend an invitation to all of you. Come on by and meet the crew. You'll find that we're an interesting group of people, and we'd love to shake all of your hands. Del, thanks so much, buddy. Big Al's going to be right. Yeah, Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-308. 928-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life-Changed Tea really changes things.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I got to tell you, from a personal standpoint, Del Steiner is a very, very interesting guy. You know, as I mentioned in my disclosure in the previous segment, I'm highly prejudiced about his company, Premium Exploration, because I own stock in it, and because they're also sponsors on our site. So, as Bob Moriarty says, I'm highly prejudiced. Don't construe this as being investment advice, because it's really not. I'm just telling you about, you know, what Big Al is doing, and you do whatever you want. I am chatting right now kind of along the same lines with Roger Wiegand, Trader Rog. You guys all know who he is, and gals. He is a regular contributor on our website. He does a daily editorial every day. He does a market close. You guys all seem to like it based on the emails that I'm getting. But I want to talk a little bit about something in Roger's newsletter. Roger's newsletter is both macro in the sense that he talks a lot about political and general political and economic issues, but he also talks about mining companies, companies that he has an interest in. And I have to say, he doesn't have to give any full disclosure here, and I want to tell you why. Roger's a very principled guy, and he doesn't take a nickel from anybody in terms of advertising fees, and he absolutely draws a line in his investing between companies that he follows and companies that he's invested in. He really, really doesn't want the hassle of a conflict of interest, and I respect him for that. Rod, you started following companies, what, I guess it was about a year ago, is that correct?
No, it's been a lot longer than that. We started Trader Tracks newsletter in 2004, and since we were brand new, we gave it away free for 3 months or 4 months in that year. And then in 2005, we went live, and we charged for subscriptions. And I did select a few stocks at that particular time. And then after we got the stock part of it set up, then we went into futures and commodities, too.
Yeah. Well, let's talk not so much about futures and commodities right now, but let's talk about the stocks. And you follow primarily mining stocks.
Primarily silver and gold. We do have others, in that others category, you may include iron ore and copper.
Yeah.
Not that much, but some. We're primarily silver and gold. I try to keep the newsletter down to about 25 companies. And periodically, if a company is static for 3 to 4 months, the stock doesn't move, we'll take it out, put it on a watch list, and then look for more to put in.
Mm-hmm.
Right now in our letter, we've got three senior stocks that we like, and we've learned a lot about those companies over the years since 2005. In addition to that, I've got a grouping of junior stocks, and we've got a few intermediates. Most of the intermediates that we have, they just by virtue of the market moving the way it is in silver, we've ended up probably with more intermediate silver companies than gold companies. But we do have both. Then in the juniors, which is the larger part of our 25, we do have a combination of junior gold and silver companies.
Yeah.
So we've got a pretty good group.
Yeah. What's your criteria?
Well, we've got about 10 things that we look at to review the companies. First of all, of course, management is number one.
Yeah.
Number two is geographic location. We're pretty fussy on that, probably more so than many. Next thing is capital. And backing up in a minute, for the management group, we're looking at experience. We want to see somebody that's really done this before and they've got a good handle on it.
Mm-hmm.
And also another thing we do in the sifting out process is we watch the activity of the stocks relative to each other, both gold and silver, when there's rising and selling markets.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be amazed what you can learn from that. The really good ones in a down market will either sell a little bit or they won't sell at all. They just sit there. And then, you know, maybe a bunch of the other ones are going to sell more significantly. So there's a lot of things that you can learn if you watch these as a group. I've gone through a long sifting process over 5 years to pick and choose the ones that I feel have the best opportunity. Now, in addition to that, Al, what I do is back in 05 and 06, we had a run of offering call options on senior miners and intermediate miners. Those would be the larger companies. And the advantage, if you do tech analysis on gold and silver, you can pretty much figure out where these stocks are going to go within a certain range. And then we're in a position where we can recommend to our share traders and investors an opportunity to buy call options so that they can make more make a bigger return a little bit faster. Typically on those, when they're successful, they're usually anywhere from a month to 4 months. We've had them as long as 6 months. On the short side, we look to make 100% on those. On the long side, we've had some that have done over 300%. They probably average as a group, the ones that have done well, about 150%.
Nothing wrong with that. That's a pretty enviable track record, no question about that. You want to give some examples of companies that you've been
following? Well, yeah, one that's really been good to us, and we've known these people for 10 years, is Hecla Mining Company.
Yeah.
Their stock had gone up to 11, 12, 13, and then it came all the way back down under $2.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people were getting very negative and upset, and there was no reason for it, we could see, because we understand the management and what they were doing.
Yeah.
They had to exit from a mine in Venezuela because of the dictator taking things over down there.
Sure.
And then the next thing is they had to raise more cash to build their balance sheet, which they did. But the big plum, in my view, over the last year and a half or so, I can't remember the exact date, Hecla bought out, I think it was Rio Tinto, on the other half of their Greens Bay mine.
Mm-hmm.
They were partners for many years, 20 years, I think, and they paid a lot of money for the other half. I think they paid something like $750 million for it.
Right.
In addition to that, they were running on generators. They're near the ocean, and they just put a wire in, and that mine probably has a 50-year life. And with silver being what it is, on that one, I just say, Katie, bar the door. It's going to be incredible.
Yeah, no, I would agree. Hecla's been around a long time, and it's Hecla, in my mind, is a good example of a company. You know, it's kind of like Homestake, you know, an old line, very, very solid mining company that's been around for a lot of years. Homestake was one of the few securities during the Great Depression of the 1930s that actually went up in price. And I think with companies like Hecla, you know, and other companies that you and I follow, I think that, God forbid, we should have another major depression, but I think that same story is going to hold true, I firmly believe that.
Let me make one point. You mentioned Homestake.
Mm-hmm.
When Roosevelt called in the gold, Homestake Mining at one time, I think in 1934 or 35, was paying, get this, $55 a share on a dividend.
Yeah.
That's dividend.
Yeah.
And remember, this is in the 30s. You can admit when the dollar was really a dollar.
Yeah.
I think that was absolutely fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
So that's indicative of the kind of leverage and the things that are going on in the mining community and precious metals.
Yeah, I would not disagree with that at all. You know, we get a lot of comments from people who are curious about the rationale behind a lot of Roger's predictions, and Roger's real bullish on silver, and we've had a few people question the validity of that, and I want to get him to address that a little bit. He's done it earlier in the show on this show and also on his daily editorials. But silver right now, we're recording this on Friday. Gold is off about $4 right now, but silver's not off. Silver's up 3 cents, which isn't a lot, but it sure is bucking the precious metals trend. Well, when precious metals, I mean the trend that gold seems to be, putting in place right now. What are your comments on that, Rob?
Well, silver went faster this year than gold, say, the last 12, 14 months. As I recall a number, I think they were up 87%, and gold was up, maybe you remember better than I think it was something like 30 or 40%.
Yeah.
But keep in mind the difference between the two of them. Silver started this big rally 10 years ago at about $3 or $4.
Yeah.
It ran all the way up to like 30 or 31.
Yep.
The day on the March most active contract, it's $27.47.
Yeah.
It was opened a little bit up and down today, but not that much. It looks to me right now like gold and silver are firming up. And silver is becoming very short in supply.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting almost daily reports from Asia,
right,
from Europe, and from all over that the physical shortages are getting tighter and tighter.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that on the upside, this thing is going to go to 50 in a flash on the next one or two rallies.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. Chatting right now a little bit more about the situation with the recent Chinese visit to the United States. I think, you know, in my mind, kind of can't figure this out by now, in my mind, that was just a really, really eye-opening event. But I'm chatting right now with Andre Julien. Andre's been on the show a number of times. Very, very bright guy. He just got back from New York City where he was meeting on this subject, among others. But what do you think, just kind of in summary, Andre, this meeting resulted in for the U.S. and the U.S. economy?
I mean, I think it's too early to tell, but I do think that it was very important because we really have differing concerns with China. And that's what I think a lot of people don't realize, is what's good for our economy isn't necessarily good for their economy and vice versa. So
yeah.
I think that to avoid, you know, even the word Cold War has been brought up,
mm-hmm.
you know, to avoid that kind of rhetoric to start coming to the surface, you know, we don't want that. We want to suppress that kind of rhetoric. So really, I think it's almost a summit meeting, I felt like, where it was important for us to really try to realize that there are differences, in a marriage, where we have differences, but let's see how we can work on our differences to work together to reach a goal, a global goal even.
I have to agree with that 100%. Now, one impression that I walked away with, I really realized the big bat that China has. It's the Chinese economy right now, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's about 33% the size of the U.S. economy. But that's really changing dramatically. And the Chinese, I think, the mainland Chinese, hold a tremendous amount of influence over the U.S. economy. I mean, do you think I'm way off base, or would you agree with me?
No, I wholeheartedly agree with you. There are many reasons, and the deeper reasons, even more shallow reasons. You can wade across that pool and find reasons all over the place.
Yeah.
But I 100% agree with you. And their economy it's been growing at 10% a year for the past 30 years. But remember, the 10% that it grows this year is more growth than the 10% of 5 years ago and the 10% of, you know, 5 years before that, because the percentage stays the same. They keep on growing 10%, but they're growing 10% on a larger economy. So they will overtake the U.S. at some point as the largest economy in the world. That's just what they're on pace to do.
I have read, and unfortunately, I don't really remember the exact time frame, but I read somewhere, I believe it's within 5 years, the Chinese economy will be larger than the U.S. economy.
It could be in 5 years. I thought it was a little later than that, but in 5 years is just as reasonable as 10 years. I think that, you know, when it comes down to time, their concept of time is a lot different than ours. You know, they've been around for 5,000 years, where we've been around for 200.
Right.
So I think that whether it's 5 years or 10 years, it's just a drop in the bucket for them. But that's a good statistic, Al, because I can live with 5 years. They've already overtaken our car market, so. At the rate they're industrializing, at the rate they're consuming, that's very feasible.
My buddy Roger Wiegand was telling me that car sales last year were 18 million units in China as compared to 12 million units in the United States. That's a 50% larger number. That's absolutely huge to me. Let's talk a little bit about the impact that China may or may not be having on the price of gold. Let's say precious metals in general, gold and silver. I think they have a huge impact because of their attitude on the prices of precious metals. China is the largest gold producer in the world. They're not exporting. They're actually a net importer of gold. They're not exporting their gold. The number that they're exporting keeps getting larger and larger. The government continues to encourage the people to invest using gold as the medium. I find that to be really intriguing. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that people really need to understand that the United States has probably the biggest ratio of gold to dollars in the world, because we actually have some gold backing our currency. China doesn't have that. So they don't have enough gold backing their currency. So for them, they like these dips. When they see a dip like we had today, when they see gold down at 1350, that's a perfect buying opportunity. And China has historically used the markets and time the markets for their purchases based on what they come out and say. So they will often, and you can see it historically time and time again, they'll come out and say, well, you know, we have to slow our economy down. We really need to raise interest rates. We're concerned with our economy going too fast. Then what happens is commodity prices, specifically in gold, grains, metals, they get suppressed. And that's when you see huge buys coming in out of China.
Mm-hmm.
So they've done this for years. It's no mystery that they do it. But I think the reason they have really such a penchant to buy this gold is because they really need to get their ratios up. They need to make sure that their currency is backed with something. They can't have a currency that doesn't have that solid backing like we do, and they just want to continue to amass large quantities of gold. And also because they're on the production end, it helps them with their profits as well. So there are many reasons across the board that they want gold.
Your statement might lead some people to believe that we actually do utilize an asset-based currency, but in fact we don't. And there are those people who would say that the gold that supposedly is in Fort Knox may even not be there. I can't comment on that because I'm really not, having never been there, man, I don't know. But if you take your statement to the next level, I have been reading quotes from China where they are saying, you know, the U.S. dollar being the currency of last resort is an old idea. It's you know, that shouldn't be the currency of last resort. And they're talking about possibly an asset-based currency of last resort. I think that's a very, very real possibility. And I got to tell you, man, to me, that's a great idea.
And I think that's what they're pushing for. But in order to push in that direction, they need to have that stability for themselves as well. So it's very hard for them to come out and say, well, we need an asset-based currency if they don't have an asset to back their own currency.
Right.
So it's again, they have a very specific interest in mind, and it's very delicate, and I think that's what this whole meeting was about when President Hu came to the United States to really balance that interest. And people need to understand that if their RMB rises too fast, it's bad for them because they're still an export. They're a net exporter.
Correct.
And people won't be able to afford their products, and then all of a sudden their economy suffers. Obviously, they have to let it rise a little bit, though, because of their inflation. And so they're trying to attack their inflation from different avenues. But where they're worried about inflation, we're not as of yet. Inflation should be around the corner for us in a few years because we keep on printing so many dollars. But you see that you can go down a basket list of economic principles and a basket list of different situations that we are coming into because of what China's doing with their RMB. But when it comes down to the brass tacks at the very end, we need to make sure that we maintain that balance.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have a balance because China needs us and we need China. That's really the bottom line. We need each other, and at some point they will overtake us when it comes to GDP, and we may become a net exporter to China, which is fine because it'll help fuel our economy. So in essence, we want to cooperate with China because they are going to help drag our economy out of the doldrums as well. It's all just so interrelated. It's so complicated. We could talk on this for an hour.
No, I understand. And trust me, we will talk about it again in future segments. What's the United States going to export to China? I mean, our labor costs are so out of whack over here compared to the rest of the world. What are we going to export to them?
Well, I think that's why they're letting they say that their yuan should appreciate about 5.5% this year.
Mm-hmm.
They already let it appreciate about 3.5%,
mm-hmm.
Just enough so that some of our products start becoming more affordable for them,
mm-hmm.
because they're really in the middle of moving from a very rural type of citizen into more of an industrialized citizen.
Yeah.
When you mentioned earlier that China's there were 18 million cars moved in China,
mm-hmm.
but how many Chinese own cars? 4%. To me, that's a staggering statistic, because in the United States, 87% of the population owns
the
cars.
So the number could just continually to skyrocket.
Exactly, and that's what it is. So there are, I mean, we're talking about iron ore exports.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about copper exports.
Sure.
You know, they obviously struck a deal with some corporations over their summit meeting over the past few days, like with General Electric,
mm-hmm.
with Boeing exporting aircraft, you know, Caterpillar. There were some, you know, there were some big names there.
Sure.
And so obviously they're setting up because they still have a need for these products, because they're not like the United States. We can basically run an economy based on a consumer, based
mm-hmm.
on, they can't do that yet. They don't have that consumption yet. They have to slowly catch up. So for them, it's timing. You know, we have the infrastructure set up. They are trying to set up the infrastructure.
Right.
They're just not there yet.
You know, and all of this, I think, bodes really, really well, for lack of better terms, for the resource market. We are out of time. Hope you guys have enjoyed the show. Andre, thanks so much for joining me.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.